90.9 KASF, The Claw. This is the Arabian Goat Boy. I am here with a very special guest, Dave Lowenstein, one half of Speechwriters LLC. Actually, one third now, I guess, technically.
Well, it's, yeah, we don't really do the numbers fractionally.
The number
I like to think of myself as a part.
A part?
A part of a whole.
All right. Well, Dave Lowenstein is in studios with me today, and he's going to be performing in the College Center in the Mall Court tonight at 7. Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be doing for us.
About myself? God, there's not a lot to say. I'm from the West Coast, born and bred in California and Oregon, respectively. I am a folk singer of sorts. Yeah, I wish I'd prepared something better for this. I'm just the guy with a guitar, and I have a band, Speechwriters LLC, that was here about a year ago. We had a fantastic time.
Actually, it was about a year to the day, almost.
It was about a year to the day.
Wow.
It definitely, yeah.
It was about a year to the day, because it was right definitely. After Valentine's Day.
Yeah, definitely a year to the week.
So, anyway, okay, now, Speechwriters obviously is you, Misha, and another person as well. That's kind of, I guess, getting worked into the fold.
The personnel, me and Misha are the core of the band, and we kind of, it's like, you know, Steely Dan, I guess. that's a nice, relevant young band.
Steely Dan's not that bad of a band, man.
Yeah, no. It's just nobody, no, very few people understand Steely Dan, and no of the Dan where I come from. But yeah, no, basically we are the band, we're the songwriting team, and beyond that, we just kind of, it comes and goes. Misha's in college right now, so I've sort of been holding down the fort on my own, and we're expanding somewhat when he gets out, but I'm not supposed to talk too much about our future.
Oh, wow, you're not supposed to talk too much. You were telling me that you guys have a record coming out sometime soon, or is
Yeah,
that...
we do. Well, I've got a new EP that I actually have in my jacket pocket, called Dave Lowenstein Dates Your Daughter, and we are going into the studio to record a full length that's going to be a lot slicker. This is sort of like an indie lo-fi kind of back to the basics deal, and we're doing a more official sort of 10 or 11 track LP. I think we're going to be recording that in about a month out in Pennsylvania with a producer.
That sounds good.
That we like a lot.
That's good. What else is coming up for Speechwriters as a whole, or as yourself for a solo career as
well?
So
I'm playing a bunch of dates right now around the country, just kind of flying and renting cars and doing that as needed. Misha's coming out for a few. Again, we're super busy just kind of working on getting this album hooked up, and he's obviously in school. But I'm just going to be around, so if you're in America, check your listings. I might be there too. But yeah, big, good, exciting things, we hope.
All right. Now, Dave, last time you guys were here, you guys apparently had such a great time that you guys wanted to come back. I still can't understand why 100%. Tell me, what do you love about this area? Because you were saying it earlier, but like I still can't come to grips.
The thing that you got to understand is we're from East Los Angeles, and a lot of people, it's hard to really emphasize the effect that air quality can have on a man's life, but it's something coming out here, being able to see for miles and miles. You got mountains. We have mountains back in Southern California, but they're brown and you can't see them half the time because of the smog. And you know, you guys have a dune, and we're from California, and we don't even have a dune. So there's a lot of reasons, but I mean, mostly it's you.
It's mostly you.
You're just such a magnetic and charming personality that I find myself at a loss for words. I don't think I've ever felt this kind of connection with another man.
Well, you don't need to lie. All right. cool. All right. Well, Dave, we're here, so you could give everybody a preview of what they can hear tonight. Go ahead. Tell me whatever song you want to play. Play it, and then describe the song, I guess. Like, let us know what's the meaning behind it, or if it's just for fun or what.
Okay, we've kind of got one little trick that we stick to in our band, and that's writing songs about our ex-girlfriends. This is a song about my ex-girlfriend, and it's pretty self-explanatory. I think we're not very poetic as a band. It's pretty much we
Straight
just kind of talk with a rhythm over the music. This one's called The Other Ones, though, and it's off my new EP, and yeah, I've never played it like this. I just rearranged it last night in the hotel room.
Ah.
So, and if I pass out and stop playing in the middle, it's because you guys have absolutely no oxygen in this town.
That's what I've heard. There is no oxygen in this town. I don't know how we survive, but apparently we are able to do it. Anyway, here's Dave Lowenstein. Check it out here on 90.9 KSF, The Claw.
like the sun, now you having fun. I'm packing my things as blackbird sings to the setting sun. Nothing good is stable, but that was just a fable. We were told by those afraid of growing older. You think I'm lonely, but you don't even know me. You're reaching for my laces and my belt so you can see me for myself. And I suppose I should just stand down. We'll go and wash my hands of this affair like it was never really there. And I suppose I should cash out now, as people go and do this all the time. And now we'll be just fine, but everywhere I go it stays the same. I can't bear to speak your name. I can serenade the shadows from your flame until the next one comes. Oh, we can lie and tell each other it was fun. We're burying each other with the other one. Ourselves through this and run each other dry. A time after time, you tried to solve this crime within the time you thought was mine, and only wound up being confused. As the world burned down, I ran across the sand to touch your hand and tell you everything would be alright now. We were terrified, we both got high. You cried, I tried, and people died. I couldn't leave your side, not even when I knew that I should. Tell me it was more than just the photographs we took. Tell me you were with me when I loved you till the bedrock shook. Tell me it was more than just a phase now. Tell me you were with me at the end of days. And everywhere I go it stays the same. I can't bear to speak your name. I can serenade the shadows from your flame until the next one comes. Oh, we can lie and tell each other it was fun as we're burying each other with the other ones. Nothing you can see can make it go away.
Thank you, Dave. Now, okay, I was thinking while you were singing, what is some of your guys' musical influences? What are something that has really driven you in the musical source and letting you come out to the way you have?
That is a fantastic question. And again, I just feel like it's not very cool, but I got to say, I grew up listening to a whole lot of Steely Dan. And that was what my parents had, and it was what I listened to as I was like nursing. And so that kind of got me in just that whole sort of, I think Donald Fagen's got a really good voice and a really good flow, and he's painted this very, very compelling character of just a sleazy-ass kind of old man, and I like that. You know, I can really gravitate towards that. Beyond that, though, just kind of the good stuff that was on the radio in the early 90s as I was coming up, because I grew up in Portland, and we were sort of at, like, not ground zero, but ground, like, five, I guess, for the whole grunge movement.
The grunge movement of Pearl Jam, obviously, Nirvana, and yeah, some of the other bands.
And
well,
then all the other, like, non-grunge things that kind of slipped in, like the, well, I don't know if the Pumpkins are grunge, but Smashing Pumpkins, Red Hot Chili Peppers, that sort of thing, Radiohead.
So you grew up, obviously, with some of the bigger bands that, I guess, us teens or early 20 kids are just now coming to grips with and understanding how great these bands are. Tell me, when these guys were coming through, when they were actually who they were back in the early 90s, mm-hmm, late 90s as well, because Smashing Pumpkins just ended in like 98, I believe, or yeah, something like that. Tell me, what was the scene like in that area? Like, what was the music scene like?
Well, it was crazy, and it's one of those things where I don't really have anything to reference it against, because like, I was born in 78, so when 1991 happened, which was like the big year when all the big albums sort of first broke, you know, I was like just going into high school. So it was crazy. It I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that looking back on it, I romanticize it like it was, you know, the summer of love or whatever. But it was just, I mean, it was just fantastic. Like, you would just turn on the radio, or you'd go down to see a show for like $3 or $4, and it would just be, you know, so good. So good. I don't know if I'm just not into the whole modern rock thing that's going on right now, but I'm just such a bigger fan of that kind of music, and I don't know how much of it is just having grown up with it versus, you know, it being objectively better music.
All right, what is obviously you have been doing this for a long time. Who really got you started into the music scene? Like, who got you playing the guitar? Who got you to learn how to sing, so on and so forth? Or was it just one of those things like, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar and this is what I'm going to do?
Girls. I mean, it's always girls. I mean, this guitar that I have right now, I found in my parents' closet. I think it was my dad's back in the 70s or whatever. I remember the first time I ever played guitar. I was like, God, I think I was like 12 or something. And I had a crush on this girl named Kelly, and it just did not work out. She wound up going out with the jock, you know, the 12-year-old jock who weighed like, you know, I weighed like 70 pounds. He weighed like 85 pounds. And he was all that. So I just sat down and I strummed the guitar, and I think I sang a Beatles song, and I was like, yeah, you're going to lose that girl. I remember exactly. I was sitting on the couch. Wow. Yeah, 12 years old.
That's actually kind of cool. You sang the Beatles, you're going to lose that girl right away.
Which is funny because I never even had the girl, and even if I had, I would have already lost her. So it was not the most...
So if you hear it out there, females, you guys are the cause of Dave Lowenstein's great, great musical choice. I mean... Generally, I listen to more of the heavy metal stuff, type stuff. But you know, every once in a while, Speech Writers hits my CD player.
We're the after party chill out when you're.
That's exactly what you guys are. The after party chill out. Dave, do you have another song that you would like to share with us?
Oh, I do. All right. Indeed.